Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, November 6th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Election latest, protest outside White House, Blinken in Iraq, and a new city in California. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, election day tomorrow in many places. Two big national races. Ohio issue one. It's a abortion-related bill. Pro-lifers are urged to vote no. And the Kentucky governor's race. Kentucky has a Republican legislature, but a Democratic governor. And with Mitch McConnell, 81 and frail, the state senator there, this race matters for the makeup of the Senate in the entire country. Trump won Kentucky in 2016 by 30 points. He beat Biden by 26. So we'll see who shows up to vote in an off-year election. A New York Times poll has Trump winning five of the top six battleground states, and by a lot. Trump's up by 10 in Nevada, 6 in Georgia, 5 in Arizona, 5 in Michigan, and 4 in Pennsylvania. Biden is only ahead in Wisconsin right now by 2. Meanwhile, the governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, endorsed DeSantis for president. The Republicans have a debate this Wednesday in Alabama, hosted by NBC. For some reason, the Republicans let NBC have any role in this process at all. Tens of thousands of pro-Palestine protesters marched in D.C., shaking the gates of the White House, chanting Allahu Akbar and blank Joe Biden. They accused the president of genocide, are demanding a ceasefire. Protesters smeared red paint over stone blocks that hold up the metal gates outside the White House. Meanwhile, the House passed a $14 billion bill to give aid to Israel, and the White House said they'll veto any Israel-only bill. The White House wants that money tied up for also with Ukraine and Taiwan and to speed up the asylum claim process at the border. The Secretary of State, Blinken, made a surprise visit to Iraq in his tour of the Middle East. He met with the Prime Minister of Iraq. He says more than 300 Americans have been able to leave Gaza in recent days. It's believed there's maybe 100 Americans who still remain. And finally, have you heard about this new city in California? A group of billionaires have finished buying 53,000 acres, and they want to build a new city. In theory, I'm for this. Trump is for this. In a campaign speech, he said he wants to build 10 new cities on federal land. We'll see if these billionaires can pull it off in California. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, you may be aware that President Biden's open border policy, which has led to about 8 million foreign nationals crossing into the United States since Biden's been in office, has created havoc throughout the country. And nowhere is that best illustrated than in New York City, where hundreds of thousands of migrants have shown up and they need food, shelter, hospitalization for some, and education for their children. Well, the city can't afford it. New Yorkers are the highest taxed Americans in the entire country now. The liberal mayor, Eric Adams, is demanding Joe Biden give him federal money, but Biden says no. And then there is the moral question. So I was reading an op-ed in Newsday, the newspaper of Long Island, and a Catholic priest is writing that we have to be humane toward the migrants. Okay, that's what Jesus would be, humane toward poor people who need help. But the priest does not acknowledge that the taxpayers need help as well. Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and in order to pay for millions of foreign nationals, we're going to have to raise taxes on those people. Hey, Father, is that humane? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Kathy Hauser, Bluntville, Tennessee. I hate that innocent Palestinians are being injured and killed every day. Unfortunately, that is war. Citizens were killed at Yorktown. I read Killing England, and now I know how citizens were treated in that war. Killing England, excellent, Bill. You read Witches in England right in a row. You know everything about the founding of your country. But anyway, let's go back to the Palestinians. Are they victims? They overwhelmingly support Hamas. Overwhelmingly. They have an alternative, the Palestinian Authority, which is much more moderate. No, they want Hamas. You want Hamas, what you get. Now, I am not for harming innocent civilians, but I do know what happened to the Japanese people and the German people in World War II. Sue Mazur. Where is Sue from? Sue, I don't think you put your town in here, but I'm going to use your letter anyway. But I want towns here, if you can, please. Hey, Bill, I love the fact you're a fan of the old horror movies. Last night, Halloween, I watched Frankenstein and the Bride of Frankenstein. I do love those horror movies. They are so funny. And if you watch them, you see the same extras. So the people running up to burn the castle are the same people that they use in other scenes. So they have like 20 extras, and they're all in different situations. They just change their clothes. It's really funny. Stephanie Shepherd, Little Falls, New York. I want to express my appreciation for Killing the Witches. I've heard many accounts of Salem's horror, but your book taught me so much more. That's what we're in business to do. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 5 years ago today, a 29-year-old New Yorker became the youngest woman ever elected to the U.S. Congress. Since then, she has also become one of the most controversial. Here is the story of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. AOC, as she is called, was born in the Bronx, grew up in a wealthy suburb, however, north of the city. Her mother was an immigrant from Puerto Rico, her father a native New Yorker. She attended Boston University, then interned with Senator Ted Kennedy. After college, young AOC worked as a bartender in Manhattan. In 2016, she volunteered for Bernie Sanders's presidential campaign. 2 years later, Ocasio-Cortez surprised the political establishment when she defeated incumbent Democrat Joe Crowley in the party primary. On November 6, 2018, AOC was elected to serve as the congressman from New York's 14th congressional district. Right now, she represents 750,000 people in northern Queens and the South Bronx. The demographics are evenly split between whites, blacks, Hispanics, with a significant number of Asians as well. Since taking office, AOC has been at the center of numerous national controversies. She has called for the elimination of billionaires in American society. Wow. Equated immigration centers on the southern border with Nazi concentration camps. Accused Israel of placing Palestinian children in cages. And Ocasio-Cortez intentionally tanked Amazon's plan to build a major hub in Queens, which would have employed thousands of people. In 2021, AOC was hit with an ethics violation for receiving free tickets to New York's Met Gala. She attended the event, which regular folks pay $50,000 to see, wearing a designer dress featuring the slogan, "Tax the Rich." And here's something else you might not know. During her short time in Congress, Ocasio-Cortez, one of the biggest spenders in American history, she's asking for $90 trillion to fight climate change. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.